snow buntings. They're just stunning birds. I hope we'll find some.
Bill Miller cruises slowly down this quiet country road in Ozaukee County. He directs the Western Great Lakes Bird and Bat Observatory and is scouting for the earliest spring migrants in these still wintry fields.
Horned larks, snow buntings, Lapland larkspurs, they gather in little mixed groups and they forage in these plowed fields. And all three of them are found circumpolar.
Circumpolar means the birds populate the north end of the planet. Some of these very small birds are headed to the Arctic because that's where they breed. Miller says their stop here is to refuel.
Because they burn fat as their energy source. And in a night of migration, they can pretty much use up all of their fat. And then it takes them 3, sometimes 4 days to rebuild those fat reserves. And then they can undertake the next leg of their migratory journey. Okay, here's our first horned lark.
Miller points to an almost imperceptible blob on the stubbled field.
And then they've got these two little ear tufts that they get their name from.
If you want to see a picture.
The soft voice coming from the back seat belongs to Tim Demerce. He's just arrived from grad school in New Hampshire. It's day one of his internship here with Miller.
I'm excited for this.
And see if you can set a point.
After brief instruction from his new boss, Demers bounds across a field, occasionally sinking to his knees in snow, to set up a GPS coordinate. The ornithologists are marking several dozen spots they'll check and recheck for birds winging by during their migrations. The team will watch, count, and listen, adding their data to a repository of avian studies.
Good morning, sir.
A few miles east along Lake Michigan, Demers spots his first ever long-tailed duck in Harrington Beach State Park. He and Miller meet up there with colleague Jonathan Stein. It's the Philadelphia native's first day on the watch. He's sitting on a park bench, bundled in 7 layers of clothing, tracking migratory waterfowl.
Some of the days I've seen, both in the fall and the spring, have just been incredible. I mean, hundreds of thousands of birds in the sky at the same time. It's just overwhelming, you know? It's sort of a natural spectacle.
As for the long-tailed duck we just saw, Bill Miller calls it the all-time deep-diving champ.
Most diving ducks dive 10 to 40 feet of water. Long-tailed ducks can dive 200 feet. They actually use their wings when they're descending to the bottom.
Miller says during its stopover in Lake Michigan, the duck has historically fed on grain-sized organisms.
It's a shrimp-like called Diptera, and the population of Diptera in Lake Michigan has really, really declined.
Miller says the brutal winter has added another layer of stress to all migrating ducks.
Imagine you are one of those ducks and in a flock with 1,000 of your flock mates, and it's midnight, and it's 5 degrees above zero, and they're aware of the fact that the water is freezing around them. So they have to keep moving to keep the water open. And at some point, the flock kind of has a mind. It's like it all of a sudden it realizes, we're out of here. And so they all take off, and where do they move? When there's so much ice, inability to find food regularly.
Miller says scientists are working to identify the stressors birds face, from weather to shifting food sources to shrinking habitats, and to conserve what's conservable. 10 miles west of Lake Michigan, Miller makes one last stop to show intern Tim Demers a spot that soon will explode with migratory bird life.
If you come here last week of March, first week of April, all of these silver maples will be in flower, with all these beautiful tiny red tree flowers. One of the first really iconic species of this habitat will arrive, American woodcock.
Miller admits to the downside of his work. He's witnessing many species decline, but sharing his passion with a young disciple helps.
Can you copy what kind of sound they make, Bill?
I cannot.
Intern Tim Demers already imitates a pretty mean mating call. Bill Miller calls that sound a sign of hope. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.
This is just a really great wildlife habitat here. And he's going to have a bunch of points in this landscape here because, there, again, there are some OWLT properties here. That